In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord says, "My time is not yet come. Your time is always ready." We are always filled with a very healthy fear when we consider the close of the Sermon on the Mount, when our Lord warns us that not everyone who says to him, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Only they that do the will of his Father who is in heaven. Many on that day, he says, will come to him and protest that they have done many things in his name. But he, on that day, will respond to them, "I never knew you." Today, then, we have similarly words that we hope our Lord Jesus will never say to us. "My time has not yet come, but your time is always at hand. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I bear witness concerning it that its works are evil." Today, it is not so much a condemnation of those who are plotting the death of our Lord as those who are among his own disciples and even his brethren. For we are told today that even those who are related to our Lord by blood did not believe in him. Those closest to our Lord wish for him to do now a public manifestation of his power. And it is to them that he responds, "The world cannot hate you. Me it hates because I bear witness to it that its works are evil." We must take a moment to consider the original context of these words. The Christians to whom they were addressed so long ago, especially in these days leading up to the sacred Triduum, when many were to be received into the church. In these early centuries, what awaited those who were professing their Christian faith? No worldly honors. To become a Christian in the early centuries was to sign one's own death warrant. To be associated with Christ meant to be hated by the world as Christ was. This is why we have the first lesson of today's Mass, the history of Daniel and the lion's den. This was being told to Christians at a time when Christians were being thrown into the lion's den. And despite many attested miracles, the end was always the same. Christians thrown into the lion's den laid down their lives for Christ. We will hear the same idea in the 12 prophecies of the Easter Vigil. For then we shall hear again from the prophet Daniel in the glorious 12th prophecy, the history of the three men in the fiery furnace. Once again, it is to excite Christians to joy at a time when they knew that becoming a Christian meant laying down your life for Christ. Finally, it is worth considering, and I think for most of us it brings a smile to our face when we read this passage, the short history here of the prophet Habakkuk. There is not agreement among the fathers as to who this Habakkuk is. It would seem that there is no reason not to believe that it is simply the Habakkuk who wrote the prophecies which we find in our Bible. There is, however, not agreement about this. It may have been another prophet whom we know only through this passage in Daniel. But it does bring a smile, I know at least to my face, to hear this tale of two prophets, as it were. The prophet Daniel, for destroying idols, is thrown into the lion's den, and the prophet Habakkuk in Judea is, despite himself, brought to the aid of his brother. It is a reminder of the little moral lesson that we should not talk back to our elders, or, as one seminarian once put it, we should not ask back either. That is, we should not go about that sly manner of talking back, which means when we don't want to do something, we simply wear out our superior by asking so many questions about what it is we have to do that finally he gives up and asks someone else. This seems to be the case with Habakkuk today, for the Lord gives him a simple commandment: go into Babylon and bring food to Daniel. He says, well, I don't know the way. I don't know Babylon at all. How would I even get there? Our Lord then quickly solves that problem for him by grabbing him by the hair and bringing him into Babylon. This surely was not the most pleasant way to travel there, although indeed the most efficient. When he cries out then, Daniel, Daniel, take your food, we can imagine that he is in quite a hurry now to accomplish his mission with, as St. Benedict would say, obedience without delay. It is a reminder then that as we are given the example of the heroic fortitude of Daniel, also the importance of the virtue of generous and prompt obedience to God's commandments. This is the joyful way of the Christian, even in times, and these times never cease, when we must lay down our life for Christ. Our Lord's time has not yet come. Our crucified Lord's time has come. He has already laid down his life for us, for our redemption. His time to come as judge is not yet. Our time, however, is always at hand.